This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Campuses across the country are being invaded by cowardly communist scum known as Antifa. In the microcosm of Austin, Texas, the University of Texas at Austin in particular, this growing threat is about to reach a breaking point. Is a subversive criminal organization using the University of Texas as a recruiting center, namely the Red Guards of Austin and the Revolutionary Student Front? And is the University of Texas aware of these developments?
You know, if our, as the office responsible for student conduct, if we are able to identify an individual student or students who we are able to find responsible based on evidence, there would be administrative sanctions at the university level as well, separate from criminal responsibility.
UT fraternities have been targeted with vandalism by the Red Guards of Austin. The Red Guards Facebook page claims that UT fraternities promote rape culture. A group simply labeling themselves as the Vandals of UT Austin posted this quote, "Let us make racists, frat brothers and the administration afraid again, afraid of students, afraid of the marginalized and harassed, afraid of the exploited and excluded."
Some individuals claiming to be rogue actors and not connected with other organizations anonymously claimed responsibility for some of the vandalism on the private residences west of our campus. And that is, you know, certainly very frustrating. The Revolutionary Student Front is not a student organization. You know, our university does not have any rules against political or personal beliefs. Our institutional rules are in support of our educational mission, because that is why our students are here, is to learn and to grow. But our rules are also there about how our students treat each other and how they treat this campus. And that those educational goals. And that's really what our mission is.
The Revolutionary Student Front has even targeted the president of the University of Texas, Greg Fenves, stating, "Your marginalized students don't feel welcome or safe here, Greg, and your white supremacists do. So don't be surprised when we boil over and start to take this into our own hands." And now these communist groups are bringing their message to the Austin public at large. On February 11, 2017, Antifa Red Guard Austin member Lisa Hogan was arrested for aggravated assault when she threw rocks at the patrons of Eastside Tavern while marching in favor of the anti-gentrification movement in East Austin. Antifa members are now bringing loaded guns to protest rallies after publicly intending to use them. From their Facebook page, quote, "There is nothing less desirable to and more hated by the state and powers that be than a Maoist Communist Party, because unlike other so-called parties, it exists for one reason, the violent overthrow of the existing order. This means armed struggle, the establishment of the dictatorship of the proletariat, and the continuation of revolution in the period of socialism." Recently, it became public knowledge that the George Soros-funded Antifa group is selling concealed knives on their website intended for, quote, "slicing conservatives." But Antifa has a big problem. "We don't want them here and they don't belong. 18 U.S. Code 2385, a U.S. code against advocating the overthrow of the government, states, "Whoever knowingly or willfully advocates, abets, advises, or teaches the duty, necessity, desirability, or propriety of overthrowing or destroying the government of the United States shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both." And of course, there's a long-standing 63-year act signed into law by President Eisenhower titled the Communist Control Act of 1954 that stated the Communist Party was described as an instrumentality of a conspiracy to overthrow the government and a clear, present, and continuing danger to the security of the United States. The act made membership to the Communist Party a criminal act and stipulated that all party members would be sanctioned with up to a $10,000 fine or imprisonment for 5 years or both. Despite that, no administration or law enforcement has tried to enforce it. Law enforcement, Obama's socialist, communist, Islamic meanderings no longer hold a hypnotic sway over these United States of America. It's simple. Calling out for the overthrow of the United States government is not protected by free speech. In fact, it is illegal according to 18 Code 2385. So what are you waiting for? John Barron, Infowars.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you dreaming of a summer vacation? It's time to stop dreaming and start booking. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
With more than 10 million vacation rentals to choose from, Tripping.com makes it easy to find the perfect beach house, lake house, or condo for your big summer vacation.
And with access to all of those properties, we can tell you that now is the time to find the best places and the best prices for your dream vacation rental.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Business that you didn't build, that somebody else made that happen. The internet didn't get invented on its own.
On this Friday global edition of the Alex Jones Show, David Knight is going to be hosting. I'll be popping in live as well. We've got a lot of special guests today. Also, we're going to have excerpts from the 30-plus hour global transmission in defense of free speech and in defense of the West that started Wednesday and ran through yesterday evening. I want to commend the crew for the great job they've done. I want to thank God, of course, for all the blessings and support in the face of the enemy and his provision and his guidance and direction, without which we would have nothing. And, of course, I want to thank the amazing audience and supporters and our affiliates out there and sponsors. Without you, we could not be changing the world together. From a Republicans had a spectacular victory with the repeal and overhaul of Obamacare. But an even bigger victory is the American people and the Freedom Caucus that forced the first version of the bill that Paul Ryan and the Republican blue blood scum tried to sneak through. That monstrosity was only maybe 30-40% better than Obamacare, that Ezekiel Emanuel, one of the main architects, as well as Jonathan Gruber, another architect, admitted was designed to bankrupt our healthcare system and bring in a single-payer fascist system, not socialist. That's bad enough. Administered by the mega banks, forcing us to buy a product and raising the price as high as they wanted it to. So this new legislation I looked over yesterday and this morning has some major problems, and then hopefully those get cut out in the Senate, as Senator Rand Paul has said. But regardless, this is a big victory, and it puts it into the Senate's hands, and the Republicans there, Rand Paul, and of course Senator Cruz and others who have really good voting records, hopefully can make it even better. The problem is the Democrats want to make it worse. So the fight is intensifying. This is a huge victory. It took them 2+ years to pass Obamacare. It's taken Trump 106 days, and it's about 106 days to get it out of the House, and now it's up to the Senate. He has delivered. And the Republicans have the House, the Senate, the legislative, and the executive. They have the trifecta. So Trump's done some sideways stuff, but overall we've got a good Supreme Court justice in. The word is Kennedy stepping down is imminent. So a lot of good things happening because we fought back and took action. Do we expect instant gratification? No. Do we expect a bed of roses? No. But really, really exciting, powerful things are happening thanks to you. Out there taking action, promoting Americana, promoting free market capitalism and open free society compared to Venezuela or Cuba or Soviet Russia or Communist China or North Korea or these other authoritarian regimes is night and day. Our job is easy. If we just don't let them intimidate us and shut us up and take action. But this is a big victory for the true constitutional, libertarian, proto-conservative Tea Party. This is a big, big deal. We've taken over the Republican Party so far. There's a civil war inside the bureaucracy trying to stop this, but we are crushing the fourth estate, the mainstream media. They know it. They see InfoWars as the tip of the spear because we are, because you are, and they're trying to dent us and demonize us and shut us up as an example to others to cower in fear. We're Americans. I'm a Texan. I'm not backing down. My ancestors didn't back down. And why should I back down? When our victory is absolutely secured into the future, we are winning. InfoWars.com. Spread that link. The enemy absolutely hates it. In closing, I know David's going to play this clip coming up. Obama has come out, of course, a few years ago and said, if you have a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else did it. Total insane arrogance. If you go to North Korea, you didn't build that. Some dictator did. No, America was built on just a little bit of free market, and everybody wanted to come here. Imagine if we actually realized more of that, how great it would be. All the choices, all the innovations, all the freedoms. Well, now Obama has come out, the article's on InfoWars.com, and said that he's scared, that he's frightened, that he's concerned, seeing a business he built over 8 years being demolished, being torn down. Obama, you were tearing America down under globalism and selling off our industry and our ideas to special interests that you and others were profiting from in your global system. So to have you say, if you have a business, you didn't build it, somebody else did. Now you're saying you built the last 8 years when you were the one tearing things down. Now you accuse Trump of tearing things down when all he's doing is tearing the face-sucking globalist parasitic system off the face of the American people and an example to other nation states of how to get out from under this fourth, fifth branch of government that's globalism, this crony capitalist system that sits up on top of us, you know, like some perching vulture, parasite feeding on us. Just the incredible arrogance, the incredible overthrow of reality, the incredible in-your-face inversion of reality, to then say that Trump is tearing down his beautiful work when his work was tearing us down. So this is a day long remembered, May 5th, 2017, on the Cinco de Mayo. I want to wish you all a great Cinco de Mayo. I always enjoy Cinco de Mayo. Great, great fun. And I just want everybody to understand that they're attacking true multiculturalism, all of us enjoying each other's cultures, saying it's cultural appropriation, and trying to make us not have any melting pot culture, but to have a corporate culture of cult-like control of attack on free speech, where Bill Nye, the science guy, now bans saying the chromosomes make men and women. I mean, science is under attack. Science is real. These people claim science isn't real. you know, claiming that man-made global warming is going to kill us all. The science shows it's not that. They want man-made global carbon taxes to totally control all of us and in the darkness rule us of the new dark age they're setting up. But again, back to David Knight and the amazing videos and articles we have coming up. A teacher in New Orleans saying she wants to be dead and then saying that a guy who's upset about it is an animal. I want to get this guy on the show. He's been a guest before. He's amazing. Mr. Dabari. But I'm totally fired up right now. I'll be Skyping in live later. Again, if you're watching or listening to this transmission, they're counting on you laying down. They're counting on breaking your spirit because they know you are the spirit of resistance. So don't give in because you are the resistance. I salute you all and thank you all for your support. Amazing job.
All right, and that was Alex Jones. I'm David Knight, and we've got a lot of news today. We've got a lot of information about Obamacare that we're going to be talking about. As Alex pointed out, we have Michael Dabari, a guy who, if you've been to New Orleans and the French Quarter, you've seen him there. He's got a booth set up there where he broadcasts our show. Very interesting encounters that he gets, and you'll see that on his YouTube channel. Of course, we had one where a teacher wants to kill Alex because he basically brainwashed her son. Her son agreed with us, but she didn't have anything to say. She just wanted to censor us, which is what we always see. Maybe if she had talked to her son, maybe there would be a discussion there. Maybe she would understand his position. Maybe she might have learned something, or maybe she could have convinced him. Who knows? But that's not what the left wants to do. They just want to censor people. But I want to focus at this point on what Alex referenced earlier. This is the article that's up on Infowars.com by Steve Watson. Obama says the Trump presidency is like watching a business he'd built for 8 years being slowly ripped down. You know, Obama, many Americans understand exactly what that feels like because many people in America watch their businesses being slowly ripped down by you over those 8 years. You really didn't build anything, okay? What you were doing was you're building a socialist wall. Just like George Washington said, we walk about freely, but between high walls. You made the walls much higher. You made them much narrower with your socialism. You know, your big monument to yourself was Obamacare. You're seeing this coming down. Of course, it was terminally ill, it was going to die, and now the Republicans are just kind of hurrying this along, removing the life support. We really need to pull the plug on it and remove the life support that you're stealing from investors, the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac investors. As Jerome Corsi has been pointing out for several months now, this whole subsidy scam that you've got going here, and really we ought to call it Venezuelan care, because that's truly what it is. Just as Hugo Chavez and Maduro like to fund their failing government, their failing society by theft, by stealing automobile factories, by stealing oil companies, oil drilling companies, etc. They think they can keep the socialism going, but as Margaret Thatcher said, eventually you run out of other people's money. Well, you haven't run out of Fannie and Freddie investors. You've been robbing Fannie and Freddie to feed Hillary and Barry. And that's going to play out. Okay? That's what you built. You built it on borrowed money. You didn't pay for it. Okay? And we're going to take a look at this $500 million presidential center that he's building to himself. As Zero Hedge says, it's like something that would make the pharaohs jealous. And it truly is amazing. We'll show some pictures of that on that article here. But let's see what he says. I said it's an article from Politico. Cites Obama insiders describing how the former president feels about watching Donald Trump conduct affairs from the White House. And it will make satisfying readers for Trump supporters, okay? Because a little bit of Schadenfreude here. The article says that Obama has displayed a range of emotions with regard to Trump, including stoicism, fear, and sad frustration. And, of course, it's like watching his business. It's not a business, okay? This is nothing but socialist theft that you have created here. And this, what he did was a monument to really the way America is. It is a mixture. Obamacare, like our current government, is a mixture of socialism, where you steal from one group of people and then hand it off to other people, and also crony capitalism, where you reward certain businesses or you require people to buy a certain product. And so what we have with Obamacare is a interesting mixture that reflects what American government currently is, a mixture of socialism and economic fascism, or crony capitalism, if you want to call it that way. And then he went on to say this. He said, it's not in anyone's interest for President Obama to become the face of resistance. That's a former Obama aide, Eric Schultz, who's still his senior advisor. He said, when the former president speaks, He consumes a lot of oxygen, and he can suppress the next generation of leaders from rising. I thought it was interesting because he said, it's not for Obama to become the face of the resistance. We just saw Hillary Clinton celebrating 100 years of Planned Parenthood saying, I am the resistance now. Okay, I am joining the resistance. She's channeling Alex Jones. She said in the past, it's an info war, and we're losing it. Now she says she's part of the resistance. Maybe it's Hillary Clinton who's copying Alex Jones and not Barack Obama. But this presidential center that they've got there is absolutely amazing. We're going to take a quick look at that. Then we're going to take a look at Obamacare, and we're going to look at some of these insane videos of the entitled people who think that they can censor other people's speech. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is the end. beautiful prayer.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This Friday, May 5th, 2017. I'm David Knight. We've been looking at this amazing statement from Politico. Barack Obama's advisors saying he's very disturbed. Watching what's happening, it's like watching the business that he built for 8 years being ripped down slowly. And as I said before, many of us who had businesses watched in stunned silence as Obama, from his throne, gradually ripped down our businesses. And for him, he doesn't get the basic idea of business. Business is about sales, really. It's about convincing people that you've got a win-win situation. You offer them something, they agree to the deal. That's not the business that Obama is in. If you want to call it a business, his business is holding a gun to your head and mandating what you're going to do. And that's a big difference between just this Obamacare situation. With Obamacare, everything was a mandate. Everything was a tax. What they're trying to do now is give people incentives, give them tax credits. Did Obama do anything to really help us buy health insurance? No. He gave us a long list of mandates, forced us to buy things that we really didn't need at inflated prices from his friends. See, the people that he knows in business succeed because they use government to hold a gun to your head and force you to buy their product. People like Chobani Yogurt, where they get into the school lunch program, and then taxpayers are subsidizing the stuff that's going through the school lunch program, but he makes his business plan by getting subsidies, tax subsidies from the government, by this kind of crony capitalism. And so all the people that he knows, the big businesses, the connected individuals, they run their businesses by incorporating subsidies and incorporating mandates on you, taking your tax money. But what is the business that Obama is building right now? Well, he's building a massive monument to himself. Obama is selling himself. And, of course, he's selling his brand of socialism. He's unveiling a $500 million Obama Presidential Center in Chicago. Pull up this article and show the people some of these pictures of what they're going to do. Now, of course, he's had a $60 million book contract to sell himself. He's also rolling out on the speech circuit. He's got $400,000 speeches a pop. This is coming from Zero Hedge. But now we've seen the first peek of the future Obama Presidential Center. It's not even a library. It's a center. Library is just part of that. And as they point out on Zero Hedge, it would make the pharaohs jealous. And guess what? It's going to have a sledding hill. How appropriate. Because Obama's policies have always put us on the slippery slope going downhill. I think that's perfect. That's a perfect metaphor for Obama. A slippery slope. And they're going to feature that there. Of course, they say that it's a sledding hill because Michelle always complained there was nowhere to sled in Chicago when she was a kid. So now they've got it there. And everybody can go to the Obama Center and they can slide downhill, which is what the country did for 8 years. Obama is expected to use the center as a platform to work on issues such as criminal justice reform. Is he going to push for the reform of the NDAA, where we had indefinite detention without trial by the military, or where you have assassination of Americans abroad without trial and conviction? That would be a good criminal justice reform, don't you think? No, he's not going to do that. And he's also going to have education for underprivileged children. Guess what kind of education they're going to be getting? They're going to be getting propaganda. There's an interesting article that came out today from fee.org. Said MIT is making kid-friendly communist propaganda. I would imagine you will be able to find this book in no time at the Obama Library at the Obama Center in Chicago. You know, that $500 million center that they're building. They say that MIT Press is proposing, quote, a different kind of communism, one that is true to the ideals of communism and free from authoritarianism. Okay. So it's new and improved communism. It has 5% less theft, 5% less starving, 5% less murder. But it would still be millions of people dying from starvation, murder, and theft. As they point out, the death toll from communist regimes in the 20th century is well documented by the tens of millions that have died everywhere from the Russian Revolution to the starvation in China and elsewhere. And Obama may be getting his own comeuppance, because we see from the Daily Mail that Congress is planning to cancel his pension following news of his $60-plus million book deal and his $400,000 speaking fees. Say Republicans are going to introduce legislation that would cap presidential pensions. Now, Obama vetoed that legislation last year. Isn't that interesting? He didn't want to have his pension taken, but they may take it anyway. I think it would be a great point for Donald Trump and the Republicans to make. The law would reduce pensions by $1 for every dollar over $400,000 a former president earns. And that would take him down real quickly. But, of course, we should have welfare for the rich and privileged like Barack Obama, shouldn't we? Yeah. Stay with us. We're going to come back. We got a message from Alex Jones, and we are also going to be looking at the details of the changes to Obamacare that the House passed yesterday. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the listeners that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We want your soul. Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your thoughts, your fears, your address.
During our 30-plus hour live transmission in defense of free speech and in defense of the West, we have seen an absolute outpouring of support, of listeners spreading our articles and videos, and of people openly pledging to pray for our operation and pray for this country and this world to be set free from the bondage of the purely selfish, evil, satanic forces of globalism. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWars wouldn't exist without you. You are the InfoWar. The globalists want to destroy this outlet
because they want to destroy a platform where the people can come together for sovereignty and for prosperity and for free market capitalism and for religious freedom and for the nation state and for men and women and families and children that are all under assault. We have the Bill Nye the Science Guy, a 1990s program, cutting out where they break down the X and Y chromosomes and what makes us human, men and women. Men and women now existing, and science is hurtful to someone else. This is the globalist using our well-meaning openness and our tolerance to get us to hate our species and give up on our life force. And the attacks calling us fake news by the fake news at CNN and others really show how sick these people are and how they're attempting to shut down free speech. So in the face of the Federal Reserve Board members suing us and George Soros' law firm launching the suit, and in the face of Google admittedly censoring us, it is we the people of every race, color, and creed who bleed red blood, the human race, that are fighting back and saying no. So again, during that 30-plus hour live transmission that kicked off Wednesday and ran right through Thursday, we saw massive, massive support, spreading the word, spreading the articles, and our free newsletters. We can stay in contact, Infowars.com/newsletter. It's been amazing. And the financial support has been incredible as well. Again, we're not funded by George Soros. We're actually sued by his law firm. We're not funded by the big Islamic groups. We're actually sued by them. We're not empowered by the establishment. We are empowered by you, your prayers, your support, and your financial support. That's why I'm going to go ahead and extend some of the biggest sales we've had in 6 months right through this weekend, right through until Monday morning. We have a giant 30% off discount on ProPure King water filters, the big, nice tabletop stainless steel Rolls Royce model that cuts out all the garbage but leaves the good minerals in. We've got 30% off our amazing nootropic. And of course, that's Brain Force. That's going to be selling out very, very soon. More's coming in the next few weeks, but I will keep that discounted until it sells out. That may come before Monday. 20% off our methylcobalamin pure organic vitamin B12 that's so amazing you take under the tongue. 20% off winter sun, the vitamin D3 that I take also in the summer as well, but it's essential in the winter because that's how you produce vitamin D mainly, is through the sun on your skin. Prostaguard, an amazing formula, 20% off. 20% off Bio-PCA for the skin and the nails. And so much more. Biome Defense, the 25 billion cultures per pill, amazing, game-changing, tip of the spear, very best out there from our years of research from the top labs of a nutraceutical that is absolutely critical as a probiotic in your life. Then, of course, we have Living Defense Parasite Cleanse. That's 20% off. We have DNA Force that's back in stock for a limited time and much, much more. There's a lot of other specials. A lot of items have free shipping as well. If you sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off. You can sign up every month, every 2 months, every 3 months, every 6 months for it to automatically be shipped to you. And then you get an additional 10% off on every order. You can cancel anytime. All orders of $50 or more also get free shipping. So this is total free will, free association. If you resonate with our research, if you see how we're changing the world together, it's symbiotic, then get the high-quality nutraceuticals. Get the high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds. Get a Trump is my president shirt to trigger the anti-free speech globalist. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139. But regardless of whether you financially support us or not, pray for us. Spread the word about InfoWars, because we can overcome the bots, the Google censors. We can overcome with human ingenuity their attempts to turn the U.S. and European Internet into something that resembles the communist Chinese censored Internet. So, again, thank you all for your support. Thank you to the crew that does such an amazing job during these marathon broadcasts. And thank you to everyone out there who is spreading the word, because what you're doing is changing the world. We've been growing. We've been changing the paradigm. We've been waking up millions of people. This is an animating contest of liberty, and you're about to see more reporters, more crew, new studios, more field reporters, more action, more victory against the globalists. Their ideology is twisted, evil, and weak. Our ideology is based in truth and honor and strength. And when good men and women of every color and every creed take action, nothing on earth can stop human development and our long march to the stars in God's great plan. So for myself, Alex Jones, and the InfoWars family, I want to thank you because you are family. And I want to just again thank God for all the blessings of creation and all the blessings of consciousness and my children and my family and the amazing tribulations and persecutions that God has carried me personally through. Thank you, God. Thank you for Christ, your Son. Thank you for the ultimate sacrifice. Thank you for humbling yourself and becoming one of us. You can experience what we're going through at our level. And thank you for forgiving us for the trespasses we've engaged in and not recognizing the incredible gift of consciousness you've given us. So again, to God, thank you. To my family, thank you. To the listeners, thank you. And to my crew, thank you. I love you all.
All right. And that was Alex Jones. And we do thank you. And we really appreciate your support. Thank you so much for supporting us through this time. And to give you an idea of the kind of insanity and opposition that we're facing, we're going to play something from Michael DeBerry in a moment. But before we do, I want to play a quick clip. This is an article we have up on Infowars.com. Lawrence Fishburne, you remember the actor who played in The Matrix? He was the leader of the rebels in The Matrix. And his daughter had a very interesting drunk driving arrest. In the middle of this, a lot of things were happening in this. One of the things she did was to blame all of this on Donald Trump. Her drunk driving arrest was the fault of Donald Trump. So let's play a short clip of this, and you can see this in the comments on our article. And I want to show you also what they're trying to do in terms of removing Trump when we come back. But let's take a quick look at Lawrence Fishburne's daughter blaming the political situation under Donald Trump for her DUI.
I've been arrested before. And I have friends that are police officers. They just got hired.
Okay.
And not only that, but in the situation we are going through with Donald Trump, as a Latino American to another Latino American, I would appreciate if you can have me show me the exercise correctly so I can do it correctly.
All right.
There you go. Yeah. And as part of that, it's a longer video, which we don't show there because she's engaged in public urination, showing her bare behind and a Donald Trump rant. But, you know, it's her entitlement because of this Nazi regime that we have going on. Now, the other day I was going back and forth between work, and I'm not sure which day it was because it's all kind of running together with this 30-hour marathon. We have a story up by Clifford Cunningham at Infowars.com talking about the secret conversations that are being held to impeach Donald Trump. And as I was driving, and like I said, I'm not sure which day it was, but I heard NPR talking about it. Of course, this individual, his name is Osnos, is making the rounds. He's going, wrote an article on The New Yorker. He's going on MSNBC. He's going on NPR, Fresh Air, Terry Gross, all this stuff. All talking about how he's got all these experts who say that we're going to get Donald Trump impeached. He says he claims to have interviewed several dozen people about the prospects of cutting short Trump's presidency. He's talked to Trump's friends, advisors, to lawmakers, attorneys who have conducted impeachment. He's talked to physicians and historians because they're going to try to say he's crazy. Not this lady who was drunk. No, she's not crazy. Donald Trump is crazy. And they point out in this article, and this is something that's very important to remember when we start I mean, they're not saying, you know, we look at politicians and they say that person is crazy. I mean, they're really trying to convince you that he has mental illness. And they point out in this article, after Fact magazine asked psychiatrists during the campaign of Barry Goldwater if he was psychologically fit to be president, they had 1,000 of them say that he was warped, that he was impulsive, that he was paranoid and schizophrenic. You know how they smeared Barry Goldwater with that Daisy ad, the nuclear ad and everything. And so he successfully sued for libel. And we're going to go to Alex Jones in just a couple minutes. There's breaking news, and we got Alex Jones coming in. Let me just finish this paragraph here. What happened with Goldwater was he sued them successfully for libel. And then in 1973, and we've had Dr. Pachenik talk about this because he's a psychiatrist, the American Psychiatric Association created the so-called Goldwater Rule, which forbade making a diagnosis without an in-person examination. and without permission to discuss their findings in public. So you have to actually do an examination, you know, not some kind of telepathic feeling that you get watching somebody on television. And you have to get your patient's permission to go public. So when we look at all this stuff, I think the key thing here, folks, is that there is a danger when we look at what's going on with his son-in-law, Kushner. And this loan, the failure to disclose loans that he got from George Soros, is not just a bad idea for his political base. It's not just an ethics issue. When you do something like that and you don't sign the paperwork, that is a very, very dangerous thing. And if Trump doesn't cut the ties to that, that could be used to impeach him. I think that's a very dangerous thing. Let's go to Alex. He's got breaking news. Alex?
Absolutely, David. You're doing a fabulous job. I want to thank the crew, the work, and everybody for supporting the last 48 hours in the face of George Soros, the founder of the law firm, suing us, a member of the New York Federal Reserve, suing us. They're openly in the news, admittedly trying to take us down right now, but we're only expanding in the face of it. But it's incredible. We're so synced that this just broke on Infowars.com 10 minutes ago. And so I wanted to call in, and I asked him, I said, what's David covering? No, he's covering the Lawrence Fishburne thing. But by the time, which is, I'm glad you did, that's important, Lawrence Fishburne's daughter, totally delusional and not taking responsibility for herself, peeing on the side of the road or whatever she was saying, with her butt hanging out. I mean, obviously, you know, drunk, remember. As soon as I go to you, and I'm on hold for a couple of minutes, you're talking about what I called in about that is so ultra-massive that we should have it as the top Facebook story, top YouTube. We should really make a huge deal out of this because it's such a big deal. I'm going to actually be calm and I'll let myself get upset. I've studied how governments are taken down. I've studied how the globalists operate. I've studied what they've done in more than 60 other countries that they've overthrown, sometimes repeatedly. Operation Ajax and 53 in Iran, right through what happened with Kennedy in 63. It just goes on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, I have sources, but also, more importantly than sources, I have history. And what David Knight was just covering, it's on Infowars.com, the Clifford Cunningham article, the New Yorker magazine, one of the most elite publications where they communicate with each other, just like Atlantic Monthly or the Financial Times of London. In that publication, they're saying, oh, how we could fire him. Not the people, but the globalists, the Republican establishment, the Democratic establishment, people that don't like the fact he killed TPP and it was supposed to swallow our sovereignty, people that don't like... He's getting the Federal Reserve actually make banks make loans to small businesses. The fact that they don't want him to actually turn the economy on. He is a real president. He is trying to bring power back to America. He's doing some things that aren't perfect and compromises, but they will still try to destroy him because he is good. He is real. He's irrevocably hurting political correctness. He's making us feel good about ourselves again. He's getting our morale up, the stock market, all of it. We were supposed to already be in a controlled global depression by now. They were going to bring in social unrest, you name it. And consolidate. So understand, I said after he won on November 8th, I said, the real war is about to start. He's for real. They're going to use COG, the Continental Government System, and now they have shows out with Kiefer Sutherland. So anybody used to this, you know, called the alternate or whatever, or some other term. You know, the point is that he's part of the shadow government, and so he gets put in as the alternate in the government. They're now preparing everyone. They start bringing out secret COG stuff. Maybe one out of 1,000 people knew about, you know, academics, researchers 20 years ago, things we've been covering for 22 years. When they start saying, oh, COG is no big deal. Oh, group of psychologists and psychiatrists. Oh, secret members of Congress. Oh, both parties. Oh, members of his own team, his own closest associates. Oh, the family see it and threaten and everything. And Kushner's under the control of Soros and all the rest of it. And so they're saying, look, you destroy your father-in-law, or we're going to bring you down, basically. And so Trump is totally surrounded. In 106 days, they've already partially repealed Obamacare. They're devastating the globalist operation, even though, let's say he's a battleship with 12 guns, maybe 8 of them are firing right now. And as every month goes by, more of his guns get knocked out. But still, we're taking them down at the same time. It's like a video game at the end of a level where you're fighting the boss, and your energy's going down, but his energy's going down. We are bleeding the globalist out. Le Pen's set to win. Unless you're pinky-pinky. Nationalism turbo-surging. So they're attacking Le Pen, InfoWars, Trump, Nigel Farage. They tried to kill him 3 times. That's, you know, was off the record in the news. Came out, I can report it, but he definitely knows they're trying to kill him. He's been told retired or dead. Well, he retired if they would actually follow their promise to make England sovereign again, but they didn't. They backed off. So he's getting ready to run for prime minister, even though they said you're a dead man. So he has incredible courage. I've obviously been told the same things by very serious people. So folks have to understand this isn't a game. Trump is in an arena death battle. I've used that term, death struggle, death battle. Now the Democrats use it because that is what this is. This is no quarter. We're not giving us quarter. We're not giving them quarter. We just want to restore the Republican prosperity. They want a North Korea meets THX-1138 model, and everybody out there that claims they're liberal or conservative should realize these fake fights between Democrats and Republicans are totally complete theater. They're not real. When you see real attacks, though, on Trump and all these attempts to promote killing him and stuff, that's because he is real. He is real. I've got a crew of 65 people. They're all great people, but still we have problems. Directives get messed up. A lot of it's my fault. Imagine having 4,000 people under you, and then you're interfaced with over 2 million federal employees, and then millions and millions of contractors and major corporations. They're doing whatever they want. They're running rampant. They're arrogant. They're sabotaging you. And now that they are openly in the New Yorker magazine saying behind the scenes they're looking at his overthrow, not just his impeachment, and they're talking about using COG, even if they don't have the votes, they are trying to get people ready and lined up to normalize this in the bureaucracy for an assassination or for an overthrow or you name it. And believe me, the Democrats and Republican leadership aside, they're going to call everyone Russians who got elected from the Freedom Caucus. And the Republican Freedom Caucus are great people, by the way. Some of them are warmongers, but other than that, when it comes to sovereignty, Second Amendment, they're good people. They're misguided in some cases. They're good people. They're Americans. They're not perfect, but they want prosperity. They're not evil, okay? They are the key to this. They've got to understand they're going to be next if this happens. And I'm just telling you, it can be so strong. I've known this in my gut for months. And stuff Trump does makes me mad. But it's his adjuncts just speaking out of turn, McMaster, and the rest of them doing whatever they want. Saying arrest Assange and stuff to destroy Trump's base and his support. I know from insiders very high up that he is disgusted. He is sick of it. They're demoralizing.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 1 dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1616. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed or your money back. One dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to pearlflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 1616. That's pearlflowers.com, secret code 1616.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin.
I'm taking care of a very serious family just right now. I'm coming today. David's doing an incredible job, but they get us conditioned to just accept incredible tyranny in our faces like it's no big deal. This is done over and over and over and over again. So we even have ultra-massive crime taking place by the globalist, and then myself and everybody else, we just kind of halfway accept it. The reason we've been so successful against them is I do raise the alarm. David raises the alarm. We really get upset about what's going on. Don't just go quietly into the night. But here's the headline of the whole show today and the whole theme. I hope the listeners will really get the word out about Clifford Cunningham's article, which is excellent, but it's very dry. It's kind of like reporting, you know, that Hitler invaded France or something in 1941. We all just kind of sit here and, you know, go to sleep. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not criticizing Cunningham. I'm just saying he dryly reported it as it should. The New Yorker magazine, the elites admit they're in Congress. They're everywhere. This is the shadow government coming out and announcing plans to overthrow the president, the elected president. And they're saying it like it's no big deal. Like it's, you know, going in and getting your tooth drilled on for a root canal or something. It's all very routine. It's all no big deal. Nothing to see here. Go away. Because they are pissed. He's returning the sovereignty. They are so upset that this has really happened, that the power is being taken away from them. You can say he's doing some things that aren't perfect. That doesn't even really matter. The power is being taken away from the globalist. It is being transferred back to the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. That's being transferred back to the states. We drain the swamp one city, one county, one family, one company, one church at a time. And so David's doing an awesome job here today breaking this down. But I would just ask all our guests and everything else we have coming up, this be front and center. And then all my writers write more articles about this, because I've got probably 20 special reports that are on InfoWars.com. We're going to repost in Cunningham's article where I said COG's coming. They're organizing a coup behind the scenes of Congress. They're organizing at the Pentagon, from my sources. Then we had the former deputy head of the Treasury come out, and all these other people, and deputy heads of the Defense Department admit that there's plans to overthrow Trump. And they're shopping the overthrow of an elected president. Folks, this is martial law by another name that they're now selling publicly. This isn't Alex 3 months ago saying it, or David saying it 3 months ago. It's happening now. We need everybody to get this article out everywhere. The president is in danger, and all of us are in danger. Let me just say this. We're so busy, we haven't plugged once this hour. We did some Visa fundraising yesterday, but I need to get more reporters, more crew fast. We've got all our nutraceuticals on sale, 20% off. Water filters off 30% with the ProPure team. A lot of that stuff's going to sell out. That sale has to end this weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Federal Reserve Board of New York suing us, okay? We have the board member. We are under globalist, sustained George Soros attack. And it's okay. We're winning. We're the American resistance. You're the American resistance. We're fighting. People have to realize how real this is. That's why the enemy is out there saying in the news, I voted for Obama with no proof, total crap, or saying I'm not real. Of course I'm real. This is all real. We're changing the world. It's because we are so real. We are so 100% real that the globalists can't stand us. So we need your prayers more than anything. I'm praying for you. We're in this together. And we need your financial support. And we need you to get around the box and spread Clifford Cunningham's powerful article and my videos and David's analysis and this live feed to everyone you know. We need everyone to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the amazing nutraceuticals and water filters and non-GMO seeds and Patriot apparel to be like-minded people to fund the InfoWar and help yourself and help us in the face of the enemy and let them know they're not going to defeat us, but they're openly talking about removing our president extrajudicially. They are preparing his assassination. They have let him know the codes to his house, his home, have been taken in a Secret Service vehicle. That was all obviously on purpose. We are in a red level emergency, and I love you all. We're winning. We're turning the tide. But the enemy wants to act like it's totally normal. Just overthrow our country, overthrow our president. No, we're overthrowing their new world order. We're pulling the face sucker off our face. We're getting the parasite off of us. back to David Knight and the incredible crew. I salute you all, and I love you all. History's happening. Don't be like these zombies that don't even notice what's happening and don't know what's going on around them. We are awake. The sleeper has awakened. We'll be back with the second hour with David Knight. Stay with us.
All right, stay with us. We're going to be coming back, and we're going to take a look at the details of Obamacare. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Electrify your...